We start tonight with that last question. After 9/11, America created the Department of Homeland Security and the TSA. We increased spending on security by billions. We also went to war in several places. Did we do the right thing? Yes, mostly, says Ann Coulter. And we should have done more in some cases. No, says Reason Magazine's Matt Welch. He says we overreacted and did much too much. What do you mean, much too much?
I mean, specifically, we went to war with Iraq. I don't think that war in Iraq was what we needed to do to make America more safe. He was a dictator, a despot. He was shielding terrorists, a terrible actor on the world stage. But I think it overextended America to an alarming degree. It lowered the bar for making...
All right, we'll go back and argue about Iraq in a moment, but go down the list. We created the Department of Homeland Security.
There's no reason at all that the bureaucratization of security is going to make us any more safe. All we have to do is go on an airplane or hopefully avoid going on airplanes to see that there's a difference between security and security theater, between federalizing a problem and actually solving the problem.
There's a magazine, National Defense Magazine, ran a headline, "Homeland Security Market is Vibrant Despite Budget Concerns." And some people say this is the military-industrial complex Eisenhower warned us about.
Well, sure, we have a security-industrial complex. We're now having a cybersecurity-industrial complex. There are self-interested actors, for sure. And let's not forget, there are also Americans who want to spend money on this stuff, too. There's a political impetus.
But there are also people who want to murder us.
Yes, there are. And there are effective ways to do it and ineffective ways of doing it. Spending money on, you know, Wichita, Kansas police departments is not an effective way to protect us from Islamists who want to kill us.
And Coulter, you say much of what we did was right.
I think you have mischaracterized my position. Some things were good, some things were not. And the way you can basically, the quickest way to determine what was useful in the war on terrorism and what was not is whatever liberals screamed bloody murder about was very important on the war on terrorism. The policies they supported were utterly useless. For example, I completely disagree with Matt on Iraq. I think Iraq was a crucial part of the war on terrorism. If you had to choose between Iraq and Afghanistan, I'd take Iraq over Afghanistan. But certainly we'd accomplished everything we were going to in Afghanistan in the first 6 months, give or take a week. We did not need to send more troops. Department of Homeland Security. Whose idea was that?
Well,
that was the Jersey Girls. That was.
Let's slow down now. With you, I have to slow you down. Let's now.
Patriot Act, fantastic. Gitmo, fantastic. Waterboarding, not bad, though torture would have been better.
All right, we'll get to those. Let's start with Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. I think everybody agrees. They allowed these people to have a home base there. Mm-hmm. We killed them. That should have been
Poof,
it.
Done. Right.
And declare
no
victory.
Troops.
Right. And that's the war that Democrats harangued George Bush just for leaving a few troops behind. Said, well, that's the good war, Iraq. That's the bad war, the war of convenience versus the war of choice.
If we should have gotten out of Afghanistan, why should we have gone into Iraq?
Because Iraq, for one thing, has natural resources. It's a very important region of the world. You have basically sane people, pro-Western, young population led by a crazy leader who was trying to acquire weapons of mass destruction. We needed an Arab Israel. We got it in Iraq. That is a fantastic country for regime change and a very dangerous leader in a crucial area of the country. By contrast, Afghanistan, by and large, the Afghanis have never been the invaders. They are the invadees. The Taliban invited bin Laden in order to fight the Northern Alliance. Yes, they needed to be punished for that, but once they were punished, it's a rotten country for regime change. They have no natural resources. They're
all right, you guys are
illiterate.
In agreement on that. Matt, you agree Afghanistan,
yeah,
we shouldn't be there.
And go
but
home.
You disagree with her about Iraq.
Yes. We're on the verge of bankruptcy as a country. Military spending and war spending is a large part of that. Certainly not the only part of it. We increased spending all across the board under George W. Bush and Barack Obama. But we are at the sort of tipping point of imperial overstretch right now. And I use that word in a non-judgmental way. Iraq is a huge... No, I actually do. We take care of the world's security right now, whether, you know, regardless of motivation, that's the fact. We can't afford that anymore. Iraq is a huge part of that, and there's no real end in sight. I don't think that Iraq is Israel, the Arab Israel. Kurdistan might have some kind of claim to that, but I don't think that
was
fundamental.
George Bush's argument, create an island of freedom that would set an example.
There were many arguments in favor of Iraq. There were not many against Iraq, and this is totally the problem with libertarians, Matt Welch. How about get rid of the Department of Commerce and Agriculture and Health and Human Services and the government pension plan and the government providing for our health care? Can we get rid of the stuff that the government has no business doing and not worry about what we're supposed to be doing, which is national security?
Is the TSA making us safe?
I believe we were talking about the war in Iraq, Matt
Welch. Are we safer? Is that our national security to go into Iraq?
Yes.
Haven't we made more enemies now who want to kill us?
No, that's a crazy ACLU argument. Absolutely not. And just to take one small example, when there were those Muhammad cartoons, the Danish Muhammad guy, Muslims rioting across the world. You know the one country where there were no Muslims rioting? That was Iraq. Iraq has been a fantastic country.
All right, let's move on to the TSA. Before the TSA, there were these private contractors. They would hire, who knows, minimum wage jobs inspecting. They weren't very good. Now we spend, it's a government program. We spend five times as much, I understand, and they're still not very good.
The TSA is a case study in what happens when we sort of panic and centralize a kind of response to things. It becomes it's a political kind of game. It's all about the federal bureaucracy and civil service rules and all this kind of stuff.
Worse than that, even. I mean, you can say that about any government program. We know there's going to be like 40% waste. But with the TSA thing, it is this sickness of political correctness that we will sacrifice ourselves on the altar of everyone being treated the same, even when it makes no sense. And I'm not suggesting that Muslims be treated cruelly at airport security. I don't care. Give them cocktails, but a little extra check of somebody who looks like a possible terrorist.
It's also security theater. It's designed to actually intimidate people who are no threat. Mm-hmm. And that is insidious.
Now, I find many TSA workers polite, fairly reasonable. I worry what they'll be like in 15 years.
Yes.
Because government bureaucracies often have some eager do-gooders who come in. But because the incentives are all wrong over time, they get to be even more horrible. In Europe, they had tried this, and they gave up on government-run security because you can't fire the government, but you can fire a private contractor. So Israel, for example, uses private contractors. But
well,
we went the other way.
The airlines ought to be able to choose. It ought to be up to the airline because that's the only way you have the market helping the airlines decide which service is better. And I have to say the individual airport security checkers, the quality did go up. It's the rules they are operating under that are insane. And also we know from those Yale experiments, you'll know who the guy was who had kids, the prisoner and the prison guard. People who are given control over other humans will become fascists, even if they're lovely people.
The Milgram experiment.
That's it.
That was Stanley Milgram. I'm going to do a show on that soon, actually. It's an amazing tape. It's
called Black Security.
And watch what they... But that's another subject. But in San Francisco, they... is one big airport where they do have private contractors, and on one TSA test, they found more of the bomb materials than the government contractors.
In Europe, as Anne mentioned, there's a lot of privately run airports. We don't have that in America. We have it in Canada. We have it in everywhere else in the Western world, not in America. It's an experiment that we should have long last started.
But more than the airport, I want to out-libertarian you here. It has to be airline by airline so that you have the consumer deciding, because people aren't going to fly an airline if they're not doing anything.
And let's acknowledge the single greatest thing to airport or airplane security happened within days, basically, of 9/11. We secured the cockpits.
I mean, right.
And all this focus on the airline is missing a point. I mean, that's fighting the last war.
Right.
This was a one in a million, billion shot. Incredibly lucky shot. There are so many different ways to kill people or do an event of mass destruction. And all this focus on airline, I'm afraid, is keeping us off what is coming next.
One of your last points since September 11th, torture. Waterboarding was great, you say.
I mean, it took 10 years, but we know now that the waterboarding helped lead us to Osama bin Laden. 10 years. Maybe if they had tried torture, we could have found him in under 10 years.
And yet I hear from many people in the national security business that torture does not work.
This is such a lie. Torture works beautifully. What torture doesn't work, if you have somebody who knows something, it works. When it doesn't work is when you don't even know if you have the right guy. These were all people captured on the battlefield. There were people working for Osama bin Laden. But torture works. We don't use it because... for moral reasons, which I support, but we could have gotten a little rougher.
Matt?
Yeah, you know, individual acts of torture can produce individual outcomes that are positive, and so can non-torturous ways of interrogating people. The Christmas bomber was not tortured. He coughed up a lot of actionable information for us. Torture degrades our basic moral kind of case to the world. Not our moral standing, because we're not going to be able to ultimately affect that, but our own sense of who we are. We have 5 torture cases right now of American citizens that are wending their way to the Supreme Court right now. That is, we've lost our bearings and our moral suasion when we're trying to get people to act in ways that are copacetic with Americans. That's degrading ultimately, and it makes things much more costly for us in the world.
All right, we'll agree to disagree on that. Thank you, Matt Welch, Ann Coulter.